Hare Krishna. To make the mind grow up, we have to realize that we are grown up. Suppose a child is playing in the dirt, just fooling around, doing nothing constructive, just wasting time. Now that's what children don't have much intelligence, and children don't have any higher sense of discernment of purpose, and that's what we would expect. But suppose there was a child, was an adult who is also playing like that. Now, initially you may think, oh, it's intriguing. Maybe there is a great bond of love between the adult and the child, and that's why the adult is playing at the level of the child. But if we saw, that's how the adult was all the time. That the adult is constantly playing with the child, giggling at small things, fooling around, making, dirtying oneself, and messing things. Then you wonder, what is going on? What is going on? You know, we wouldn't expect the adult to behave like that all throughout the day and all throughout the life. So similarly, when we are the mind is like the child. Chanchala. It's restless. But we don't have to be like the child. We are different from the child. The mind is infatuated with temporary, trivial things. It's in general, it's caught up with material things. Whereas we are eternal souls. We are grown up in the sense that we are spiritual beings who have eternal life, who are meant for eternal existence. Whereas the mind gets caught in temporary titillations. So if we get caught up with the mind and the mind says do this, do that, and we just keep doing what the mind says, then we are actually misleading ourselves. We are letting ourselves get caught and misled, and we are underutilizing our potential. To avoid such a thing from happening, we need to recognize that the mind and we are different. That we are different from our mind, and by studying the Bhagavad Gita, by understanding its philosophy, and by practicing yoga, especially bhakti yoga, we can get intellectual and experiential understanding of our spiritual essence, of our spiritual identity. And once we get this understanding, then we can distance ourselves from the mind. We can recognize that the mind is different from me, and I don't have to give in to the mind. Manasaivendriya gramam vinyamya samantataha sanishchayena yoktavya yogo nirvinna chetasa sankalpa prabhavan kamam stektva sarvana sheshata manasaivendriya gramam vinyamya samantataha. Krishna says in 6.23-24 that actually when someone understands that one spiritual side, gets some realization of one spiritual side, then sanishchayena yoktavya, with determination, this person engages in the practice of yoga and doesn't get distracted or dejected by anything, and rather one focuses more on learning to on cultivating spiritual connections, on not letting oneself get carried away by material things, but staying focused, and in that way we can avoid getting carried away by the mind. So by cultivating knowledge of our spiritual identity, we understand that we are not children and we don't have to behave childishly. The mind may be childish, but we don't have to be childish. Just as a grown-up, if someone comes and tells, hey, you are a grown-up person, why are you playing like a child? Oh, the person looks down and says, hey, I'm a grown-up, is it? Really? I don't know, I thought I was also a child. And then the person grown-up starts acting like a grown-up. Similarly, as souls, the more we intellectually and experientially realize our spiritual identity, then the more we will act in a way that is becoming for our spiritual identity and spiritual purpose and spiritual glory. And we won't let the mind make us act unbecomingly, chasing after material things and thus missing out on the ultimate spiritual thing. Ultimately, missing out on Krishna. Rather, by cherishing our connection with Krishna, by focusing on Krishna's message, we can become purified, elevated, and ultimately liberated beyond the mind's childishness to the arena of Krishna's abode, where we can have eternal spiritual ecstasy. Thank you. Hare Krishna.